Welcome to Awakening Matters, spiritual dialogues that invite joy, wisdom, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective with myself, Cynthia Sloan, and my very special guest this evening, which I'm so excited about, Karen Keeney, which I'll talk to you about her in just a moment. I'm delighted to have you with us this evening, everyone who's participating physically and etherically. This show is all about listener participation, so I'd love to hear your questions and comments during the second part of the show. The number to call is worldwide 888-815-9756, and that is toll-free. And in the States, it's 530-327-7602. So jot that down, and I will repeat that at the second half of the show so that you can call in with your comments or questions. Now, once you get, I can't wait for you to hear Karen's story because it's fascinating, and it started not exactly at this point, but something that might intrigue everyone is that a part of her journey has been that she was a lawyer and she is now a healer. Yes, I did say that. And can you imagine that journey? An amazing journey, and more importantly, an amazing human being, which I'm honored to have on the show today. So, Karen, welcome to Awakening Matters, and please just tell us about your journey and wherever you'd like to share where it began and where you are now.
Well, thank you, Cynthia. First, I am so delighted to be on the program with you. You're one of my favorite people in the world, and you're such a bright light, and to share this message with the planet, I just really applaud you for that, and thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
And I'd first like to wish everyone happy International Day of Peace.
Yay! Absolutely.
I think it's very appropriate we're having this conversation on that day, because healing the planet and awakening really is going to lead to worldwide peace.
I agree.
I truly believe that. So, my journey, where do we start? it's been quite a ride, let me tell you. Maintaining a sense of humor is so important in this lifetime. As you mentioned, I have been a lawyer for well over 20 years, and I want to step back before that just a little bit.
Yes, please.
Just to lay out sort of my very mainstream background in many ways, some ways not, for sure, but it seems like ever since I was in kindergarten and before that, I was very conscious of social injustice and wanting to correct that however I could. You know, as a little kid who everybody wouldn't play with in kindergarten, I'd go be his friend, and, you know, it's just gone on from there. I had a very traditional education, had got my degree in business administration, finance law, and was actually an international banker for over 10 years in the corporate world.
Wow.
Pretty mainstream there. And then I decided that it was time to do something different and went off to law school, which was actually an enjoyable experience. I decided at that point in my life I was much too old to have three more years being miserable, and I was going to enjoy being a student, and law school was fun.
Oh, good for you.
So people can tell I'm a little weird right off the bat, right? So get out of law school and have a, you know, pretty traditional practice. I did enjoy doing civil rights law and things like that. In the very early 80s, I got involved in a social justice foundation and creating that and running that, helped to run that for 14 years or more. That was really on purpose for me as far as healing the divisions in our culture, but it was still pretty mainstream. I have a dear friend who says, I barely drank chamomile tea. And, you know, God forbid that I would go to anyone like an energy healer or a psychic or no, thank you very much. I'll stick with the MDs and the books, and that's just fine.
Wow.
I think I'd been to a chiropractor once. That was pretty radical. But so I was going along, minding my own business, and toward the end of the, what would it have been, 1990s, I was getting this just impatience and restlessness. Mm-hmm. I knew there was something I was supposed to be doing that was very, very important, but it wouldn't show up. You know, I'd been on purpose, like I say, with this foundation work for years, but it was clear that I was needing to step beyond that. And, you know, I was trying to retire from that, and that was taking a while. But I was just, even back then, I had a sense, this inner knowingness that this was a very critical time on the planet and maybe beyond that, you know,
wow.
As much as I thought about that kind of stuff at the time. But I really knew that. But here was this just inner restlessness about something's next. What is it? What is it? Never showed up. And so I, you know, went on my way. And so as things happened, I retired from the board of this foundation mm-hmm. on December 31st of, I guess it was in the end of 2002. 10 days later, I got on a plane to Hawaii with a friend of mine mm-hmm. and found that I had put my book that I was going to read in my checked luggage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a 5-hour flight to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And so my friend decided she'd brought a couple of books, and one of these books was a book by Dr. Eric Pruhl called The Reconnection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd seen this book around for several months. It was nothing I was going to touch. You know, it's pretty strange, mm-hmm. something. But here I was on this airplane for 5 hours. So, okay, I opened the book, and it was like the lights came on.
Wow.
It was just 10 days after I retired from the foundation.
Yeah.
And it was a book about a new kind of healing called Reconnective Healing. And the book's about Eric's story and how he discovered this and how he went on to teach it all over the world. And I was just fascinated by this book. Something just resonated. And we got over to Hawaii, and instead of going to the welcome party at this nice resort, I was down in the cabin flipping through this book. totally uncharacteristic. But something just spoke to me, and I had to find out what this was about. So there's two parts to the work. There's the reconnective healing and something we call the reconnection. And I, when I got back to the States, I called up the local practitioner and scheduled a healing session, scheduled my personal reconnection, and signed up for the next seminar to learn how to do this stuff.
Right on.
Which was in February in San Diego. When you live in Portland, that's not a bad thing anyway.
No.
So I got on that plane to San Diego, and I thought I'd lost my bloody mind. I was sitting there, Karen, what are you doing? It would be so cool if this was real, but it probably isn't. And even if it is, you can't do it, for heaven's sake. You're a lawyer.
No, lawyers can't do that.
Can't do that. So anyway, I get to the class, and there's about 200 people there, and wide variety. There's one other lawyer in the class, interestingly, so we had some good laughs together.
Mm-hmm.
But in the classes, you get to practice on each other and learn to recognize the frequencies coming in. And so my first practice session of about 5 minutes, I was working on this older woman. And at the end of our little session, Dr. Pruhl asked, so did anyone lying on the table notice anything? And this woman on my table raised her hand and said, well, I've had this horrible arthritis in my hands for a long time. It's extremely painful. I can't make a fist. And she flopped her hand open and, you know, just open and closed and said, and now it doesn't hurt. And this
How
was
did
like,
that feel to you?
Well, it was such an eye-opening, awakening, like, you pay attention, girl.
Mm-hmm.
there is more to this than you might think.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Amazing journey.
Uh-huh. So people started asking, I mean, the idea of going to the class is to learn to do healing and things for others. That had not been my idea at all. I just was trying to figure out what it was.
Oh.
But I started joking around with people. I had this nice big law office, and I think, well, maybe I'll just go home and divide my office in half and create a healing space. Ha, 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 ha. Well, you've been to my office. That's exactly what it is.
It is. I have witnessed it. It is. Lawyer on one side and sacredness on the other, and both leaking into each other, I'm sure.
Well, fortunately, the light always prevails.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yes. Yes. So, and I was never the Rambo kind of lawyer that was out to kill people, right? I mean, that wasn't my way of being. But anyway, yeah. So to fast forward to the future, that was 6.5 years or more ago. And I started this healing practice. I jumped into the teacher training track with the reconnection, learned how to be a teaching assistant, learned how to give classes and teach this work to others as well. And so now I spend probably half my time on the road with the reconnection teams, teaching this work to thousands of people all over the world.
Wow.
And it's just so joyful and so on purpose. And so clear, it's what I'm supposed to be doing at the moment. But when people come in and see the sign on my door that says, Karen Keeney, Attorney and Counselor at Law, Reconnective Healing and the Reconnection.
You know, that sounds perfect because really everybody who's listening and participating, what better, you're talking about the marriage of matter and spirit almost on that door, and that's what you represent. That's it.
Yes.
You can, that bridge, the gap between the density of earth pain problems, let's say, or injustices, and then spirit coming in to clear, heal, and realign to clarity, that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
So you haven't given up the lawyer aspect of you. Are you still practicing?
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. I've done estate planning and probate mostly. In my later years of practice here, and ethically, I'm just not here that much mm-hmm. to feel good about taking on new people. So what I'm basically doing is a little bit of, you know, if a former client wants their will updated, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
But sort of, you know, moving out of that realm mm-hmm. and more into others.
That's wonderful. Now, do you want to share some stories that you mentioned that you would not tell me until we were on the air?
We don't want to spoil the surprise. Oh, well, we have so many stories, healing stories and personal stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure which one you want me to address first.
Whichever one. Why don't you address your own healing first?
Okay. Well, this work heals on all levels,
mm-hmm.
physical, mental, spiritual, emotional. It's about balancing all of those. And it's non-directive. We do not diagnose. We don't treat. We don't focus. One of my biggest lessons is to learn to get out of the way and allow the higher intelligence to come in and do exactly what's appropriate. And that's the new paradigm of healing that we work in. And learning to say, I don't know exactly how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what healing is going to happen for you, but we know it will be perfect and appropriate.
That's, oh, that's beautiful.
That's been quite a little healing for my lawyer brain in itself.
Your lawyer brain.
Right?
Yeah.
Because when someone comes in to see a lawyer, they're wanting you to analyze their problem and tell them how to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Interesting.
Other side of the coin here.
Mm-hmm.
But I've really learned to love this way of being.
Oh, gosh. Has it translated into your personal life as well, the way you react when you're not in the healing modality, when you're just in your mundane everyday life?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What we find is that once we're attuned with these new frequencies, which are beyond energy, it's light, it's information, as you know, the new physics is talking about all this
mm-hmm.
stuff now. But it just becomes part of your being and who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to evolve as the planet and the universe and humanity evolve.
Mm-hmm.
So I was blessed with a pretty healthy physical being,
mm-hmm.
but one of the huge healings for me, other than, you know, getting into my purpose and on my path, has been just this inner sense of knowingness
mm-hmm.
and peace
mm-hmm.
that all is right with the world and the universe, and that despite the apparent chaos and mayhem on the face of the planet at the moment, yuck, it's all appropriate. And I was into politics big time, you know. In fact, I was a, you know, delegate to the 92 Democratic Convention. And,
wow.
You know, and I was very involved in all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it through George Bush's administration in part because of being attuned with these frequencies. And I apologize to George. I know you were doing your job and doing what you were here to do. But my old self would have pulled my hair out any number of times during those 8 years. So healing happens on all levels.
Yes, it does. That's true. It can change the exact matter of all substances, absolutely. And it sounds like you are experiencing through this, and it seems like others are experiencing it as well, is the infinite balance of the divine orchestration of all events and the return to balance at all times, even when it's not physically seen.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Much closer. Certainly not there yet. To reach, what do they call it, becoming imperturbable
mm.
and, you know, operating in pure equanimity at all times. Mm. Not just there yet, but if I slip off track, I found it so much easier
to
get right back on.
Beautiful.
And return to the heart and step out of judgment
mm-hmm.
and allow things to unfold in their perfection and do my part
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But with a very different way of looking at that and a very different focus.
That's so beautiful. Everybody, I just want to share with you that this individual is not just sharing with you verbally, but her light body, which I can see because I'm looking at her, and her light body is just lit up like a star system. It is just as gorgeous as her soul is. And if I really, really invite everyone to get in touch with Karen, if you want to experience not only what she's saying, but if what she's saying, if you are feeling the impact in your personal life in this moment of what she's saying, to get in touch with her as well. What's the best way, Karen, for people to find you or get in touch with you?
Well, many people like email.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you can give your email out.
Right. And I'll give you one that's sort of easy. It's Karen K333. That's KarenK333 at gmail.com.
Okay.
I have another one as well that's listed on the Reconnection website. It's a local service provider, and it's a little harder to spell, so I'll use that. Telephone still works. I'm in Portland, Oregon most of the time when I'm not traveling around the world, and the number there is 503-287-7133.
Thank you so much. Everyone, do jot that down, and don't miss out on the opportunity to connect with this individual and really get the gift and the opportunity to connect with yourself through the gift that Karen is mirroring. Now, Karen, you mentioned earlier when we were talking about this visitation or this light experience you had that you hadn't told me, and I can't wait
to
hear
that. You wouldn't know this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, when we go off traveling, you know, to teach these seminars, we're very busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're doing private sessions, we're teaching the class, we're doing more private sessions, and then we're off to the next time. town, but I'm really trying to build in at least a day in these wonderful places to go and do a little something fun,
mm-hmm.
funner. I mean,
mm-hmm.
not funner even, that's a silly word, to do something personal mm-hmm. and, you know, get a sense of the culture outside the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was down in Mexico City last year, was trying to figure out what we could do, and the pyramids at Teotihuacan mm-hmm. are within an easy drive of Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
And I have friends who've had amazing experiences there and whatever. So I was fortunate enough, our travel manager for the reconnection was on the trip with us, and she arranged to have a private car with driver,
mm-hmm.
and we were going to go out and play for the day. So, I mean, I could talk for an hour about this experience, but when you go to Teotihuacan, it's a collection of pyramids, ancient, ancient pyramids. And there are many, you know, stories about them, but the largest one is the Pyramid of the Sun. And so here we are climbing up the pyramids, and our driver, Victor, quite a character, he was a little portly, and he wasn't going to come up to the top with us, and we were probably glad he wasn't, but we looked back, and here he was, coming up the steps behind us. So we slowed down a little bit and kind of waited at, you know, some of the levels, and, but we got to the top. And he had told us that it was good to be there in the afternoon at the particular time because this is the Pyramid of the Sun, and the sun will be at the right place and whatever. And he said, I'll show you how to receive messages from the sun. So we got to the top, and we sat down, and it was kind of a broken cloud
mm-hmm.
day, but we sat down facing the sun, like he told us to, and the sun came out from behind the cloud, and he said, now, face the sun, raise your arms up so your palms face the sun, close your eyes, and listen to the wind.
Mm.
And said, okay, you know, I've still got the little skeptic mind, right?
Oh.
Said, okay, fine, we'll do this, make him happy. So I was sitting there, and all the wind was blowing very strongly from our back, and all of a sudden I hear these words in my head. And they said, we are going to blow you along your path. It will be fast, and it will be far. Flow with it. You are in the service of love, and we thank you.
Wow!
And the sun went behind the cloud.
Ah, that is fabulous.
Still gives me chills.
Me too.
So talk about, you know, message.
Were you still skeptical after?
I listened. No, that was totally real.
That's so beautiful.
And it was clear to me also that this was, I receive messages sometimes, and they're not just for me. They're for the whole team of people that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to my email and, you know, sent it out to people and those that it read. But that was a pretty, very special experience and just confirmation about being on track.
That's so amazing and so profound. I could feel what you were saying. Mm-hmm. Again, I could feel the presence of such love and such strength and empowerment in what you just shared, and that you were there to experience it, and that now you're sharing it internationally all over through this show and your other travels. That is a blessing in itself. So thank you for doing that.
Oh,
I want to take this moment to remind everybody that you can call in with a question or a comment and talk to this sacred being yourself. And the toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756 or in the States, 530-327-7672. So if you're out there and you want to, I can feel you participating, but if you'd like to participate even more, feel free to call in and be heard. Karen, what do you want to share in regards to your vision or your feeling, if you have one, in regards to the world and the direction it's moving in?
Well, I mentioned this just a little bit earlier in that beneath the apparent chaos, and I'm certainly far from the only one who believes this, we are on track for a huge shift. We're in the middle of a huge shift. And the vibrations are increasing. There is a possibility for peace on Earth in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of why I'm so excited and on purpose about doing what I do,
mm-hmm.
is because I think it's a piece of that.
Absolutely.
And everyone who resonates with the message of awakening and ascension and evolution, I would so encourage you to listen to that, take the first step on the path, or take more. There are many out there who are way, way beyond where I am. You know, just keep going. We are on track.
That's a beautiful message. Absolutely. We are on track, and everyone who's listening and participating, wherever you are in your journey, in your path, in your belief, know that if you feel far away from yourself, just the momentary belief or contemplation that maybe you're not far away and you are where you're supposed to be, and the revelation is that in itself, give yourself that moment to be with yourself and to recognize that you're not lost or off your path. You haven't been forgotten or cast out. You haven't been forsaken. Whatever words resonate with you about where you are in your path financially, relationship, in love or out of love, in healing or in illness, there is connection here for you, not only with Karen, but with spirit all over, your own spirit family and the spirit that moves through you. And just give yourself an opportunity to breathe in not only the inspiration that Karen's offering us today, but the inspiration of who you are in your journey, and that you still are here in your journey, is at every moment a new beginning and a new opportunity to renew yourself and choose differently. So I think that's part of what's being shared here tonight, too, is unlimited potential to begin again at any moment. And whether you're a lawyer or whether you, whatever it is that you're doing, and you can't wrap your mind around how it is that you're going to get to where you want to be versus where you are, let Karen's story inspire you that not only is it possible, but become open to ways that not even you can imagine. So the invitation to you is to say, in ways that I can't imagine, and then spirit beyond those ways, reveal it to me and with me, whether it's a book on a plane, or whether it's a conversation you're overhearing, or whether you're tuning in to this show tonight on purpose or by just being guided to, let yourself know that the connection is within, and it is never severed, and there is a divine orchestration. And yes, I too believe that peace will prevail on Earth. So Karen, what else would you like to share with us tonight?
Well, first, that was beautifully said, Cynthia. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Oh, there's so much to say. Where do you start? Healing manifests in so many different ways. I've seen miraculous healings, what would appear to be miraculous, but they're really not, of all sorts. And one thing that I'd like to mention is what I do on Tuesdays when I'm here in town is volunteer over at a hospice house. And people there, you know, are very close to death. And in the transition process, it can be very challenging, not only for the patient, but for their family.
Yes.
And it's just an honor and a blessing to be able to go there and offer what I do to people at that stage of their life, because healing is not always about curing symptoms or dis-ease. Healing can also be about easing someone's transition.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And helping the family understand that this is just a transition. Now, here again, this is a huge healing for me, because even though I've done estate planning and wills and probates for many years, I certainly wasn't all that comfortable with the idea of death myself.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not as applied to me, right? And I'm not ready to go yet. I have too much to do. But just the gift of understanding the bigger picture of life, and part of the gift of the reconnection that we do, where we actually, weird as it sounds, are able to take a person's energetic grid, if you will, and reconnect it with the vastly more powerful one that's out there in the universe that we can access now, that we haven't been able to for a long time, with your perfect blueprint of health and well-being, and also with the new ley lines and grid system of planet Earth. People understand that's been shifting big time
mm-hmm.
recently. Mm-hmm. So there's this whole integrated system now that we can step into. And once the connection is made, it keeps evolving. You keep evolving. You never need a tune-up. Right? It's like getting a new operating system with automatic upgrades.
Right? That's wonderful. 60,000 mile warranty.
Oh, 60,000 miles, that's a great segue into the fact that we're operating in this new paradigm beyond the boundaries of distance and of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, this one stretched my brain big time, but distance and time are just constructs that we need to live here in this reality on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get the ability to connect more with other dimensions, which science has acknowledged exist now, it's not just some woo-woo fantasy,
mm-hmm.
you step beyond the limits. We can do this healing work anywhere. I mean, some of my best results, if you will, have been people around the planet.
Wow.
You don't have to be in the same room. Distance is not a factor, and time is not a factor. There's a concept, what do they call it? Retrocausal healing is the scientific term for it,
mm-hmm.
where when you have a symptomatic disease in your physical body, for example, you're able to step out of time, go back, now this is really weird, go back to the time before that even started, and therefore healings tend to be permanent because it never happened.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, there's scientific research actually going on about these things, and it's actually becoming pretty mainstream as far as the knowledge about these things. There are very high-end scientists such as Dr. Gary Schwartz at the University of Arizona, Dr. William Tiller, formerly of Stanford, who was author of the Tiller-Einstein model of negative entropy.
Mm.
Pretty smart fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And another brilliant fellow, Dr. Konstantin Korotkov from Russia, who works with advanced equipment, very advanced Curlian photography, mm-hmm. you know, measuring light bodies and things like that. They're all doing fascinating research about this. They haven't got the equipment to totally measure it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But one of Dr. Tiller's theories is, talk about the negative entropy. We want to get a little scientific here for
mm-hmm.
people
sure.
with the left brains, which I can certainly appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
There was this theory that the speed of light was pretty much the universal speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't go beyond that, and that the natural state of the universe was entropy, which is the tendency toward chaos and disintegration. So basically, the universe is falling apart under this theory,
mm-hmm.
right? And what Dr. Tiller is theorizing is that with the reconnective healing work, we're actually breaking that speed limit, going beyond the speed of light. And once you do that, You flip in over to where the natural state of things is negative entropy.
Mm.
In other words, the tendency is toward healing, toward reintegration, toward coherence.
Towards peace, yeah.
Towards peace.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So the reintegration and getting back together, if you will, mm-hmm. of science and spirituality it, mm-hmm. that you mentioned earlier, it really is happening.
Yes, it is.
Because you have these remarkable high-end scientists who are talking about God and spirit and, you know.
Yes, that's so true. I absolutely agree. That is happening. The awakening is waking up even old medical knowledge, scientific knowledge, mental knowledge, emotional knowledge. That the awakening moves through, not unlike the wind and water, moves through all elements and gives it an opportunity to awaken. And that is happening without question. That's happening for everyday people who are at jobs, for clients that I see and am honored to be a witness of, that they don't like, that they've been in fear, so they have been in lack, and that fear has driven them to be working somewhere where they don't love or they don't get fueled energetically, emotionally, or spiritually. Across the board, readings all over the world and in the community, they're leaving their jobs, or they're actually getting let go by the divine orchestration of events, if you will, and they are seeing that their creative self has another idea that they're being drawn to from a soul level in their dream state, in their awakened state, to their creative, wait, I really feel drawn to quantum physics, I really feel drawn to, or I had a dream about mathematics, or I had a dream about creating a business, something that's never been heard of. And people are really waking up to, I think, not only they're originating opportunities that were maybe dormant or inaccessible because of their conscious fear, that now that things are no longer, their security is no longer there, they're looking at how to create a new security and do so with a universal aspect of who they are and not a fear-based aspect. So I see that as awakening on all levels, that mm-hmm. people are being really awakened from higher dimensions. And people are waking up to being songwriters, but they never thought of that ever in their life before.
Yes.
People are waking up to being, like I said, quantum physics. Literally, I had the honor of a client who sat down, woke up one morning with a pen, and wrote an entire book and did not stop writing until the final page of quantum physics.
Wow.
And he never once was ever interested in it or investigated it. Took a class on it, nothing, and this book was brilliant.
Wow.
So there's this information, like you said, this light information that is moving through and awakening everyone. And clearly that's happened to you in your life, and it feels like your life is a living statement to that truth.
Mm-hmm.
So that you are kind of the living representative or the ambassador, if you will, of that truth, and that you get to share that truth. How personal does your story get heard by the groups that gathered? Are they interested in your personal journey as much as they are the healing?
Well, in these large classes,
mm-hmm.
we have much material to cover and much to get through.
Mm-hmm.
We tell small snippets of healing
okay.
stories. I mean, there's not time to stand up there for an hour and expound on
mm-hmm.
my personal path, you know.
Oh, darn.
Darn, I know. But everyone has a path as remarkable as mine. It's
mm-hmm.
quite really amazing.
Isn't
so
that amazing? Absolutely.
When we get 10 or 15 teachers up there, you know, they would go the whole day.
Right.
And I don't think students would care for that.
Right.
And they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right about stepping through fears.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the other huge healings for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just the level of apprehension about being in the world that many people carry with them as just a natural state of being, that's just not there anymore. It's just not there.
Oh, people, did you hear that? It's just not there, and it could be just not there for you as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, I can tell just a couple of healing stories here of my clients,
please.
If you want.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes to talk about the physical ones, and yes, we have seen healings from anything you can imagine, pretty much, any sort of disease symptom. And what we don't know is what will happen for any particular person,
mm-hmm.
because we don't know what's appropriate for them on their life path at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But Eric Pearl likes to say that the physical healings may be like the Mrs. Fields cookie odor, you know, how she trains her franchisees to bake the cookies and put a fan blowing the odor out into the hallway so that it draws the people in. Brilliant. Just
that
brilliant. But the physical healings and issues bring people in when really what is most appropriate for them and most important is healing on other levels, spiritual as well as mental and emotional. I had a fabulous experience over in Japan. There's often a language barrier where our clients don't speak mm-hmm. the language we do, and the great thing is that this is a universal language with the healing, it's not an issue, and people have all kinds of responses during their sessions, you know, and we've learned to just let people be and experience. So woman comes in, lies down, you just lie down and close your eyes and relax. And so pretty soon, she starts to cry. Just sobbing, crying, crying, crying. Now, I'm experienced enough that I knew not to bother her.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened for a while. Then she starts to laugh. Just this, there's uproarious laughter. Her eyes are closed, you know, not, you know, just laughing, laughing, laughing. Well, that's nice. Continued with the session. And then she starts to sing. This beautiful Japanese song. Now, I didn't know what she was saying. It could have been a popular song. I didn't know. So when we did the session, you know, we couldn't, you know, I got the idea she was really happy and very mm-hmm. bright. But I didn't know what had happened for her. So the next day in class, we have translators, you know, and she comes over to me dragging this translator, right? And the translator tells me the story. She says she really wants you to know what happened in the session. She had a baby a year ago and has been in severe postpartum depression ever since, to the point where she can hardly get out of bed. She hasn't smiled, let alone laughed.
Oh.
Therapy, drugs, none of it worked. And in the course of her session, it had totally lifted.
Oh.
And she was just bright and bubbly and like a different person from the day before. And what's even the best thing is that what she was singing was an original song that she now has to sing to her baby.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's so beautiful.
Isn't it? I mean,
that is so beautiful. That really moved me. That's so beautiful.
And this kind of thing just happens on a regular basis, but it's just such a joy and such an honor.
Absolutely, and that experience is available for everyone, everywhere, and their ability to tune into that or to seek out what you're doing or to seek out their own spirit guidance and to locate where their inspiration and where their connection is going to be, that it is possible to have, I agree, I have that experience every day as well. It's an experience of awe and deep gratitude that goes far beyond any human depth. It goes deeper and farther up and deeper down and to the left and to the right and all over.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Of being a part of that awakening, that healing, and that process. But what I think is so beautiful about what you do and what you offer and who you are is the knowing that you've spoken of to get out of the way and allow them to have their process. So understanding the wisdom of the process itself that leads to the birth of the freedom or of the joy or of what's so beautiful, the soul song that came through her to share with her baby. Oh, I just do have one more. We have time for one more.
One more. Let me tell you an animal story.
Yes, please.
Because this healing works fabulously on animals and any sort of living being, right? And I love documented things.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this kitty when I first started doing this work. She was 16 and starting to go into kidney failure.
Mm-hmm.
My dear kitty.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd been going regularly for blood tests mm-hmm. and things like that. I know Cynthia knows this kitty.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came back, you know, they'd encourage us to practice, and you know, animals love this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have the filters and the barriers that human consciousness does, so they just go for it. So I started practicing on Ashley, and you know, she seemed to like it. She didn't run away, so it was time for our next vet visit. And so we do the blood work, and strangely enough, it came back, and her kidney levels were getting a little better, and that just doesn't happen with kidney failure.
Oh, wait, one moment. It sounds like we have a caller. Caller, are you there? Yes, I'm here. Hi, who are you?
Hi there. I'm hearing Karen talking. Am I interrupting?
Oh, no, it's fine. Can you give us your name?
Yes, this is Tess Husted. I'm calling from Bellingham.
Oh, hi, Tess.
Hey, is that Karen?
It is.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
Doing
so
well.
I'm listening to you on the Internet, and I thought that you were still talking. I just wanted to call and say hello.
Well, thank you. She's one of my students that has been taking class here in Portland.
One of your students.
Oh, how lucky
That's
are
right.
you to have taken class with Karen.
I am definitely blessed. And so I've been in the space there where the office is cut 50-50. And Karen, I've been thinking about you a lot. And I wanted to just tell you that listening to you tonight on the call has been wonderful. And I am so glad to hear more of your story and how you came to the work. It fleshes everything out. But I just want to tell everybody who's listening that hasn't met Karen what a wonderful student of the reconnective healing and the reconnection that she is, and how seriously she takes this work, and that you can tell is a passion, and that her compassion shines through. Anybody who hasn't met Karen and would like to further their knowledge about reconnective healing, Karen is definitely a person to talk with.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. And you know what? I completely agree with that. I second that.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you
it was
so
a pleasure.
Much.
I took my level 2 with Karen in Portland, and it was really wonderful. I should say my level 3. My level
there you
3
go.
For the reconnection.
Yes.
And she was Karen, you were very, very clear in our training, and you made it fun. We had a lot of fun, and it's been so wonderful to actually be able to share that work up here in Bellingham.
Well, that's one of my great joys, is helping people discover how to do this for others.
Yeah.
We have classes all over the world, including ones that I do right here in Portland, Oregon. So,
that's right.
Well, we'll have to talk a little bit later. I'd love to hear how your life is unfolding up there.
Yeah, we'll catch up. I just wanted to let you know that I'm tuning in tonight. Thanks for your email, and I send you love and hugs.
Thank you. Same to you, Tess.
Bye-bye. Thanks
all
for
right,
calling
we'll talk
in.
Talk to you guys later.
So, quickly tell me, what happened to your kitty?
Oh, the kitty. Blood work got better. She had also had an infected tooth that the vet wanted to pull. But, you know, you have to do general anesthetic, and I just didn't want to do that to an old kitty.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the first thing they do is they open the mouth and they look. So I took her in for a regular checkup after I'd started doing the healing on her. Had a new vet who'd never seen her before. She started to open the mouth, and I got myself ready for the little lecture about teeth cleaning. and she opened the mouth, closed it up. Oh, that looks good. And, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And bottom line is, tooth had fallen out that had been affected. It looked fine.
Oh.
And Ashley lived to be 19 and a half.
Yeah.
And she didn't die of her kidney disease. And when the wonderful little vet came to the house to help her take her final step, she'd never met her before, and she couldn't believe she was more than 12 years old.
Oh, so. My gosh. And everyone, I'm sitting here looking at Ashley, ecstatic. Her light body and her being is here as it left, changed form, but stays with Karen. And she is ecstatic, just going back and forth, hovering in Karen's aura, ecstatic that her story is being shared.
She always was the queen.
She's very grateful. I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing your story and for being who you are and for being in the world right now and for touching all the lives that you do. With a deep gratitude for me and my spirit family, thank you, thank you, thank you. And blessings tenfold to you for all the work that you continue to do.
Oh, it's my great pleasure, and I thank you so much for allowing me to share the story with whoever's out there.
Absolutely. Well, that does it, and what an amazing, wonderful show. The time flew by. Please tune in 2 weeks from now at 8 p.m. for another very special guest. And as always, this is Cynthia Sloan, and if it resonates, make it your own.